So what did you do this weekend? Jeremy Fox asked his best friend, Katie Carew. Katie, Jeremy, and Katie's other best friend, Suzanne Locke, were all standing in the schoolyard on Monday morning. I taught Pepper to roll over, Katie answered. Pepper was Katie's brown and white cocker spaniel.
Can he do it? Jeremy asked.
Yeah, Pepper's real smart, Katie told him. You just have to give him a treat, and he'll do any trick.
Maybe I should try that with Heather, Suzanne said.
Heather was Suzanne's 3-month-old sister. She's been trying for days to roll over. She gets as far as her side, and then she flops back down again.
Jeremy laughed.
I guess that means Katie's dog is smarter than your sister, he said.
Suzanne gave Jeremy a dirty look. Then she turned to Katie and smiled brightly.
I had the coolest weekend, she said.
Katie choked back a giggle. Suzanne said the same thing every Monday morning.
What did you do? She asked her.
I went to the mall with my dad, Suzanne told her. You know what that means.
It means you got whatever you wanted, Jeremy said.
Suzanne nodded.
Exactly. That's how it always is with my dad. When he gets into a buying mood, he just shops, shops, shops.
My dad never gets in a buying mood, Katie sighed. He hates shopping.
Mine too, Jeremy agreed. But I don't like to shop either, so it's okay.
What did you get at the mall? Katie asked Suzanne. Suzanne pointed to her t-shirt. It was white with a big American flag in the middle. The stars were all made of glitter.
I got this shirt. I also got the new Bayside Boys CD. It's called We're Back.
You're so lucky, Katie exclaimed. That CD just came out.
I'll bet you're the first one in school to get it.
Suzanne smiled broadly.
Gee, you think so?
So is it any good? Jeremy asked her.
Oh, yeah, Suzanne exclaimed. Even better than the first Bayside Boys CD. I was dancing around my room all day yesterday.
Jeremy nodded.
I heard the new song on the radio. They're a pretty good group, he agreed.
Suzanne stared at him with surprise.
Pretty good? She demanded. They're not pretty good. They're the best.
I don't know about that, Jeremy said.
Well, I do, Suzanne argued. They're the greatest group in the whole world. Don't you think so, Katie?
Katie twirled a lock of her red hair around her finger nervously. She hated it when her two best friends disagreed. It always left her stuck in the middle. No matter what she said, someone would be mad.
I like them a lot, Katie told Suzanne finally. At least I liked their first CD. I haven't heard this one yet.
It's great, Suzanne assured her. I think everyone should get it. In fact,
Suzanne stopped in the middle of her sentence and smiled at Jeremy.
Are all of the articles for this week's 3A Times written yet? She asked.
Jeremy was the editor of the 3A Times, the class newspaper. He was the one who asked people to write articles.
Not yet, Jeremy told Suzanne.
Good, Suzanne declared. I want to write about the new Bayside Boys CD. I want to tell everyone how great it is.
Jeremy pulled a small black notebook from his bag. He pushed his wire glasses up on his nose and looked at a list of articles.
Okay, he told Suzanne finally. I have room for one more story.
Great, Suzanne exclaimed. I'll get started tonight.
As Jeremy put away his notebook, their teacher, Mrs. Dirkman, blew a loud whistle.
Class 3A, line up, she called out across the playground.